Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. We've got 24 and a half more minutes of the program today. We've been experiencing they're working on our video streaming for the studio here. So
how come they did it when it was our turn to be on the air?
I don't know.
You think it's because we're just not all that photogenic?
I don't think they're going to tell you that to your face. No pun intended. We're trying to get that worked out. It should be back up by tomorrow. Is that right, Brent?
Technically, currently.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it is up and running right now. I wasn't going to say anything to begin with because I wanted to test it to make sure, but we are up and running.
With our live video stream
on Facebook.
What platforms do we have available?
Right now is streaming.afa.net and also our Facebook. And I'm still working on YouTube.
Okay, type in Today's Issues.
Yes, sir.
Listen, Brent, if you have to contact YouTube, do not say ivermectin.
What happened the last time.
Ed said that last time. We get cut off for a year.
Well, we actually got dinged on YouTube.
When? Recently?
Just now.
Recently, we did?
Back in December, late part of December.
What are we getting dinged for?
Medical misinformation.
What are we
saying? Are you serious?
I'm serious. And they actually showed me where we said that. They actually
where we said ivermectin again?
I didn't forget what it was. I have to go back and look. But yeah. Yes.
I think if you just say ivermectin, it triggers them.
Yes.
It's like an algorithm thing that goes off at the offices there in Silicon Valley.
Even though
beep 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 beep,
that it may be. How does it go? You think
beep 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 beep. I don't know how it does there, but I'm talking about that deep in the bowels of YouTube in Silicon Valley, California. Say ivermectin on radio, and it goes. They're like CIA, man. It goes straight to somebody's office, and we need to ban these people.
Just by saying,
I actually to get that warning, that ding, to not be on our record, I had to take a YouTube class for misinformation.
Yeah. You know, I had to take a test. Re-education camp.
Yes.
Wow. I just think we ought to just tell them to take a long walk off a short pier. That's just aggravating.
Mm, yes.
Yeah. They're anyway.
That's what you used to say.
Take a long walk.
Take a long walk off a short pier.
Johnny Cash sang about that, too. It was on the B side of...
Of A Boy Named Sue.
Boy Named Sue. You're listening to Today's Issues, Tim, Wesley, and Ed. And now joining us is Steve Paisley-Jordahl. Good morning, Brother Steve.
Good morning. I'm wondering if maybe the medical misinformation, it could have been the ivermectin thing, or I remember the other day we were talking on the air about using leeches to clear out... stuff.
So yeah, but we were talking about how they used to do it. Listen,
George Washington.
Yeah, George Washington.
The story about him and the blood.
Yeah.
Using anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah, look, folks, that is why we developed streaming.afa.net. No lie. Now, you can get a lot of video content that AFA has produced through American Family Studios. Great group. I was talking earlier, last segment, about great young people that work here. And for the most part, that's all young people that we have. Lots of great content, video content. But we also stream the live video stream of a lot of our talk radio programs. And that's why we developed it. We developed it so if need be, we could still have access to video and video content, even if the YouTubes of the world banned us.
Streaming.afa.net. We won't ever ban that because that's us.
Right.
Streaming.afa.net. If you want to go there and check us out, You can get the live video streaming of several of our radio programs. Steve, what's your first story?
Well, I'm glad we're back up because I thought for a while I had worn this shirt for nothing. I want to go back to the hearing yesterday with Robert Herr. This is the gentleman who was investigating the document storage at President Biden's
mishandling of classified information.
Mishandling of classified documents. There's a lot of different things. It was interesting to watch because Republicans, when they came on, they really wanted to drill down on, you said that Biden was a doddering old man, and the Democrats didn't have a whole lot to do. They tried to make out that the report that Herr issued exonerated Joe Biden, which it didn't, and I'll play you a little bit of that exchange in a second. But then they immediately went to attack Donald Trump, which the hearing wasn't about. So let me just give you a little bit of what happened yesterday. This is Pramila Jayapal, who's one of
who?
Pramila Jayapal, Congresswoman okay. Pramila Jayapal from Michigan, I believe.
The Jayapals from Michigan?
I believe.
The Jayapal family.
They used to live down the street.
Let me work that back. Maybe okay. not. But anyway, Jayapal, she's the one of the squad. And she was talking with Herr.
She's from Washington.
Washington, that's it. And she threw out this word exoneration, which Robert Herr kind of disagreed with. Cut. You're going to hear Herr, and then you're going to hear Daryl Issa. And this is cut four.
So this lengthy, expensive, and independent investigation resulted in a complete exoneration of President Joe Biden. I know that the term willful retention has a... Mr. Herr, it's my time.
In this case, did you reach a conclusion that this man was outright innocent?
That conclusion is not reflected in my report.
Ooh, in your face.
Dunk. So, but really, a lot of what came up from the Republicans was something like you're here. This is Joe Concha I'm going to play. He's a Fox News contributor, and he says this is what the Democrats tried to do. Cut three.
Democrats threw everything at him to impugn his character, to paint him as some rogue partisan, as part of the extreme MAGA movement. And it didn't work, not even close. Instead, they focused on Donald Trump, which this wasn't what this was about, because that's all they have at this point. Because defending Joe Biden is like defending the indefensible when it comes to his mental acuity. This is the beef that some have on the right with Robert Herr, however. How could one come to the conclusion that Joe Biden was too senile to stand trial, but he still gets to run the country?
That's a good question.
Well, when we raised that issue last hour, and I'm just saying we did a great job raising
it. Yeah,
we did.
Well, I agree.
Speaker Mike Johnson has released the transcripts of the conversation that investigators had with Joe Biden when he sat for his interview.
So this is Robert Herr, his team. In the investigation, he's a special counsel.
They sat down with Joe Biden to talk about these documents.
And everything was recorded.
Everything was recorded, and we have the transcript of it. Well, Jesse Waters got a hold of it, and he's I haven't heard anybody else reporting on this, which I'm shocked a little bit.
And by the way, let me just set this up just for a second, because we heard this morning, and this is pretty stunning stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, this is not a joke.
No.
With Jesse Waters is saying. This isn't – he's not –
Late night comedy.
This is not Babylon Beast.
Right.
This is the actual transcript.
This is actually Biden's words. Cut five.
And now we understand what Robert Herr meant when he called Biden painfully slow. The transcripts confirm that Biden didn't remember when his son died, when he was vice president, or when Trump was elected. Biden had to be reminded multiple times throughout his interview what a fax machine was. And whenever he was redirected to focus on the question at hand, he'd launch into wacky stories weirder than corn pop. For instance, when the special counsel asked why he moved classified documents from the Naval Observatory, Biden claimed he'd won an international torts competition in law school and then shared a story of a 23-year-old who was wearing the wrong pants, wrong jeans when a spark caught fire. Biden called himself a frustrated architect who went to Mongolia where he shot bow and arrows with sumo wrestlers. Biden said he had great aim and put everyone in Mongolia to shame. At one point, Biden asked Special Counsel Herr if he saw, quote, risque pictures of my wife in a bathing suit, which you probably did. She's beautiful. When asked about his classified documents in the garage, Biden bragged he went on Leno with his Corvette and started making car noises. Quote, all you do is you take your foot off the brake and vroom, vroom.
Hey, I don't want to party with that guy. right there. That's some funny stuff. That Biden.
About Jesse Waters or Joe Biden?
No, Joe Biden. He's just yakking it up, man.
Yeah,
I know he's just making it all up.
Barrel full of monkeys.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding because the point of that was that Biden's losing his mind.
Yes. I mean, not remembering. He had to be reminded what a fax machine was. But, you know, he didn't remember
when his son died.
When his son died.
Or when Trump was elected, he said.
He said but, 2017.
You know, it can't be both ways. It has to be one of the, excuse me. Yes.
Can't have it both ways.
You can't have it both ways. Like the commentator said right there prior to Jesse Waters, if the guy is too senile, I don't know if that's a word he used. If the guy is too senile, talking about Joe Biden, to stand trial, then he's too senile to be president.
Well, and he, you know, as he's been in office for 40 years or 50 years.
Total. Senate and vice president.
Don't ask him. If you ask him, he goes back to Lincoln. he was talking to Abraham Lincoln.
The point is, he's got a long history of saying one thing and doing another and just lying. But now, and people get used to that as politicians, right? Just lying. Okay.
Yes.
But now we're at a point where this is almost comical. This is not lying as much as it is. This guy's mentally.
Well, there's two things. There's two things with Biden that are conflicting or are conflating. Oh, maybe that's not the word. Anyway, he has a long history of making up stuff. Okay, a long history. The reason he had to get out of the presidential race, I think, in the 90s was he got found out that he plagiarized in college or something like that.
That might have been 88. Even.
80, remember that?
Yeah.
He also, so he tells whoppers, and he does so with a grin, and he has a long history of that. He also misspeaks a lot. I mean, he tells things that maybe aren't necessarily lies, but they're a conflation of facts. In other words, he may have actually been somewhere.
But he didn't get shot.
That kind of thing. Like you said, he was over in South Africa and trying to make his way to Nelson Mandela.
And he was arrested.
He was arrested. He wasn't arrested. Right. He was detained.
He was just told that he couldn't meet with them.
Well, they called that being
arrested.
And they put him in a room.
And his explanation was, well, they arrested my movement towards Mandela.
Yes. So he had all this prior to him losing his mental faculties to the extent that we've seen
several months we know
about.
So this makes me think he is. I know people have been saying this for a while, and you just kind of shrug because it sounds conspiratorial. But if what Jesse Waters said is true from these transcripts, which again that was not meant to be funny, he was recounting what Biden was unable to recall.
Listen,
then Biden is not running the government.
No.
You can't run the government if that's the way your mind's working.
So the people that are running the government are the people over the agencies and the cabinet-level positions.
His staff.
They're basically doing what they want to.
Right.
Biden was elected. His first day in office was January 3rd, 1973. He's been doing this for 50 years.
There you go.
Yeah.
So to my point, lying and being mentally incapable are two different things, and that's where we're at. That's why people get used to that. We don't like it. We complain about it.
Right.
But apparently he's lied enough to get back in office multiple times.
Well, with Biden, you develop certain personalities develop a reputation for doing things to the point where people just say, "Oh, it's just Joe being Joe." Okay. So you give them a pass. I got two examples of that. So it's not they don't hold them to the same standard they would somebody else. If somebody else told a whopper, they would say, "Well, that's out of character for him. He doesn't normally do that."
Right.
Huh? Yeah. But with Joe Biden, say it's just another day. Yes, it's just another day. Okay.
Yeah.
it's kind of like,
oh boy.
Well, Trump has his advantage too. Former President Trump. I mean,
Japanese sumo wrestlers in Mongolia, the that you're shooting bows and arrows with.
I mean, come on.
Well, Trump says stuff that's crazy. And people say,
no, it's just Trump.
It's just Trump. Yeah. He's a New Yorker. So they give him a pass. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying he says the kind of stuff that necessarily that.
He spreads the truth, but he doesn't say senile stuff. Well,
that's the point I was making.
No.
There's
not
a big difference
stuff.
Between telling a whopper and saying senile stuff or acting like you're or expressing that you're mentally.
I'm just saying you people give people passes,
but I think we're past that with President Joe Biden. I don't think we're getting a pass here on this kind of stuff that you're hearing.
Well. You may be right. The independent voters in this country will make the final decision. But now, Charles Barkley is another guy. You know, he's a public figure. He can say anything he wants to.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how outrageous it is because people just go, well, that's just Charles being Charles, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll just be different on this because I think this is different. Being senile is different than being a liar.
Okay. Well.
And the eyes of
yeah,
people.
I understand what you're saying. It may cost him. But I will say this. I think we've reached the point in our country, we can vote tomorrow. We can vote tomorrow. There's nothing that Biden could do that would make Democrats who are Democrats say, you know what, I'm going for Trump.
No, they're not going to do that. They'll stay home.
I can't. Hold on, let me finish my thought. So they're going to do that. There's nothing, conversely, there's nothing that Trump could do. Trump could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue, like you said, and people would still vote for him in broad daylight. That is true. Okay? What I'm saying is Trump, people who are supporting President Trump aren't going to go, you know what? I'm switching over to Biden here because I don't want to.
I agree with you on that.
I can't take his narcissism anymore, so I'm going Biden. Right. People aren't going to do that.
No.
People are going to, so that's, we could do a lot. We could do away with a lot of the yelling and rancor and anger in this country by just saying at the outset, whatever I tell you about Biden, is that going to mean, are you going to change your mind? And if you say, or if I said to you, conversely, whatever I tell you about Trump, is there a chance you might change your mind in voting? Then if you say no, like most of us would, okay, then we can save ourselves arguments. Then why?
Well, you're
oversimplifying
this. But you're assuming that there is nobody who hasn't already made up their mind. Go ahead, Steve.
There has always been the never Nixon, you know, never Mondale at some point.
Sure.
But and with Trump and with Biden, those segments are bigger. But Newt Gingrich thinks that there is a middle. There's an uncommitted vote, and it's breaking away from Joe Biden, if we could play cut eight.
Well, I think a lot of them will just stay home. They won't vote for Trump, but they just won't show up to vote at all, which hurts the Democrats at every level. The Senate races, the House races, the governor's races, as well as the presidency. But I also think, but you know, Biden has two very different problems. He has a problem on his left, largely about the fact that he has supported Israel and Israel is gradually destroying Hamas. And that's a problem with very specific people, for example, in Michigan. Right. Then he has a problem with everybody because they go to the grocery store, they go to the gas station. You know, Bidenism isn't working. I mean, Bidenomics is beginning to resemble Herbert Hoover.
It could go on for another
Herbert
5 minutes.
Yeah,
Where's Herbert Hoover?
That was before the
Hoover.
Great
Herbert
Depression,
Hoover right? resided over the Great Depression.
Yeah.
Herbert Hoover called after that was mentioned last night.
He did.
Yes, and he said, leave my name out of it.
There you go.
I got a dam named after me. That's all I want.
And a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah,
vacuum cleaner. Don't make me come down there, Newt.
Yeah. We did mention this. It is the burden is on the incumbent, being Biden right now,
sure.
Because the economy is not so hot, and for all the reasons Newt Gingrich mentioned right there,
and he didn't even get to the invasion at the border.
Right,
I'm telling you, he could have gone on another 5 minutes.
Yep. Yep. All right. Next story, Steve.
All right. The rift between Benjamin Netanyahu and Joe Biden and consequently between the United States and Israel is kind of growing a little bit. So The U.S. intelligence agencies put out a report they published, and it said this: distrust of Netanyahu's ability to rule has deepened and broadened across the public from its already high levels before the war, and we expect large protests demanding his resignation and new elections. A different, more moderate government is a possibility. That did not set well with people in Israel. It doesn't also comport with the polls in Israel, but a very senior Israeli official hit back and said, Israel is not a protectorate of the U.S., but an independent and democratic country whose citizens are the ones who elect the government. We expect our friends to act to overthrow the terror regime Hamas and not the elected government in Israel. So they think, this guy thinks, and the sentiment in Israel is that this report and other efforts are to unseat and overthrow, for lack of a better word, Benjamin Netanyahu, who they don't really like.
Well, that would be outrageous if it were true, because Israel is an ally. The circumstances surrounding Benjamin Netanyahu's, I don't know if popularity is the right word, but the support for his efforts in uprooting and out, and getting rid of Hamas, that is, it would be disrespectful towards those in Israel who are angry at the slaughter of their individual lives. But I will say this, it wouldn't be the first time that the U.S. government got involved in political situations around the world. If I remember right, the Obama administration, there was money that went from the Obama administration to a group there that was actively working,
campaigning against
Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be the first time that happened. It would be very disappointing under these circumstances to find that out.
This is a report from the Times of Israel. They're quoting an intelligence report published, they say, overnight. So this is a credible newspaper.
Well, and we'll wait to hear what the Biden administration says in response.
Yeah. All right, just in closing, good news out of Arkansas. Arkansas and Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders there has... Sarah Huckabee Sanders has decided that you can no longer choose your gender X on the driver's licenses in Arkansas. You have to choose M or F, male or female. There's none of this craziness with X anymore.
So is that it's been a while since I've updated, because now you can do it every 10 years or whatever. You can pay the money.
Driver's license
every 10 years, 5 years or 10 years, whatever you want to pay for. So I didn't realize, is that a state by state that?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. I didn't realize Arkansas even allowed that to begin with.
Listen,
but
I've said this about, you know, when you go to get an airline ticket today, you know, Delta, United, or whatever, you have to check somewhere down the when you register, you have to check whether you're male or female, and then it's got other.
Right.
And I've said before, if you can check other, then there's no point in putting...
what difference does it make?
Don't even put it up there as a...
Because the whole reason
is... As a box to check.
As a box. Don't even ask the question whether you're male or female, because if you can say you're something you're not... It's a stupid question.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you with me, people?
Yeah, I'm with you. Listen, I'm glad for what Arkansas did, but what the police put out an all-points bulletin, you have to say,
yes,
we're looking for a 6-foot male.
Yes.
You need to say the race, any other identifying characteristics, so people can say, I saw the guy. He's down at the 7-Eleven. But if you say it's a woman and it looks like a guy... How are people supposed to call
it's
in?
Idiocy.
It's idiocy.
It's idiocy.
By the way, my pronouns are...
Well, good.
Steve, you just did
good
that.
Good for Sarah.
My pronouns are Your Majesty and Your Highness.
Yes.
Good for Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Huckabee, yeah.
Probably a good thing we're out of time.
I think so.
That's
today,
true
we're out of time. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great afternoon, everybody. Keep listening to American Family Radio.